It's hoped a new 3D modelling tool will mean an earlier diagnosis for people with sleep apnea. At the moment, it can cost hundreds of dollars and a sleep at a special overnight clinic for doctors to diagnose sleep apnea. But researchers at ECU have been working on a new tool to pick up signs of the condition of the face, similar to how Facebook recognises and tags your friends' photos or your photos. Dr. Sayed Islam is from the School of Science at Edith Cowan University and has developed this technology. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
I understand that you had sleep apnea yourself, doctor. Describe what it was like.
I had the mild level of sleep apnea. Sleep apnea actually is pauses in breath during your sleep. So it is pause of around 20 to 40 seconds, and it may occur 5 to 30 times an hour.
Wow.
And whenever this occurs, then it reduces your airflow and also desaturation of your oxygen level.
Obviously, you wouldn't know yourself whether you were a snorer, but have other family members told you whether you were snoring because of your sleep apnea? So that meant that you, I guess, the airflow was blocked for 30 to 40 seconds at a time.
Yeah. And your body needs to send signal to airway to overcome that obstruction, so that way your sleep is disrupted.
How did you know that you had sleep apnea?
Actually, I was doing research and found that a little bit of snoring, sometimes my partner complained. So I thought better, let's have a good check with the gold standard of sleep apnea currently, which is polysomnographic study. And I had to go through a long waiting period, and finally I had a chance to do this test in Fiona Stanley Hospital. And it is around 11 in the scale I will define later on. So it's my level of sleep apnea, but in Australia it's very common. I would say research shows that around 5% Australian adults are with sleep apnea.
Yeah, I am hearing a growing number of people developing a sleep apnea, or being diagnosed, I should say, with sleep apnea. And it does cause a bit of, you know, sleep disruption, not just for yourself, but for your family members. As you said,
your partner
heard the snoring there. You have developed this fascinating technology, 3D modelling tool, to help diagnose sleep apnea. You've used the likes of Facebook to recognise this sleep apnea. How did you come about discovering this?
Oh, yes, it's fascinating. You're right. Actually, I was doing my PhD in facial imaging and ear detection recognition. So I found that the image that we use normally, the 2D image, has some deficiency, but with using a 3D camera, 3D technology, that not only take our shape, our two-dimensional image, but it also takes the depth variation. So the structure of our face can be very much minutely identified using a 3D camera. So I did get very accurate result for face and ear detection and recognition. I found that everyone's ear is different. The minute difference that I picked up from ear is quite different from everyone. So I thought that why not we find some minute difference that we cannot see in naked eye, doctors cannot see in naked eye, but that feature might be associated with sleep apnea. So we did some preliminary research and found that, yes, there are some features that we can pick up with 3D technology can be used to correlate with sleep apnea.
If you have just joined us here on Afternoons at ABC Radio Perth, I have Dr. Sayed Islam from Edith Cowan University. He has developed a wonderful technology, 3D modelling technology, to help diagnose sleep apnea, which is, I believe, a lot cheaper and quite simple compared to booking yourself into a sleep clinic. Can you explain that, Dr. Islam?
You're right, Jillian. 3D technology, the camera we are talking about, is very cheap compared to the other technologies. And you know that if for the gold standard sleep apnea test, which is polysomnographic sleep test, you have to book in a sleep clinic, and it's cost around $1,800 to $2,000 if you do not have public private health insurance. And even if you have private health insurance, then it is out-of-pocket payment is more than $500. So it's expensive, and you have to stay in the hospital for the whole night, and different electrodes will be put into your body. So this is not that comfortable as well. And we are talking about the technology 3D camera that initially was very expensive, I should say. I started with around $80,000 camera, but now I'm going to buy another one with just $20,000. So it's getting cheaper and cheaper. And within few years' time, that would be very cheap to use in mobile phone. I can see it. And we can put this device in every GP clinic where GP can take your image and our software can show how much percentage or probability of that person might have sleep apnea.
With, as you said, doctors can't see it, see a person's face, whether they through a person's face, whether they do have sleep apnea with their naked eye. So through a camera, through your 3D camera, what does a face look like with sleep apnea?
Okay, you see that some research which has been done recently with only 2D images, they captures that some features like your face width, eye width, and the distance between a hyoid bone and the chin, these features are very much correlated with sleep apnea. So if we go for the 3D camera that exactly can measure how much protruded your chin is and how is your facial structure is, that can capture, gives more information to the doctor, which can be correlated to the upper airway, which is actually the main factor that causing the sleep apnea. My research shows that there is a very strong correlation between the upper airway, which get collapsed during your sleep, making snoring and sleep apnea, that is associated with your facial structure, which can be captured by 3D camera.
And you're still developing this screening tool, is that correct?
Yes, I've been working with this around the last 3-4 years. And we have come up with some algorithms that are very much close. And with the new technology, new machine we are going to develop, that would finish hopefully by another 2-3 years' time and can be commercialized once it is it is giving accurate enough to be used in the medical science. And we're very much hopeful with that.
I think it'll help a lot of people out there, people who snore and also their partners and whoever has
you're
to
right,
stand next
you're
to
right.
them.
You're right, sleep apnea actually is not only killing you, I should say killing, because when you have severe level of sleep apnea, then it's associated with heart disease. Your hypertension, cardiac failure and stroke may occur, and also many other diseases. And when you don't sleep well, then you're very much risky to the society as a whole. You are driving, you are likely to have accident. If you are working, you are likely to have accident in workplace accident.
So it has a wider impact.
Yeah, you are right.
All right, Dr. Syed Islam from the Edith Cowan University, thanks for your time on Afternoons and good luck with the screening tool.
No worries, thank you very much.
We were just having a chat about this amazing 3D technology, modelling technology to diagnose sleep apnea. Dr. Islam is also currently working with colleagues from UWA and the Hollywood Private Hospital to develop the screening tool. It's 18 minutes past one.